You won't find this on most calendars, but National Seed Swap Day takes place on the last Saturday in January. Seed swaps have been held annually at various locations across the nation for varying numbers of years. This year, Rapid City joined them. On Saturday afternoon, around 100 people showed up in the first hour to trade seeds at the Rapid City Public Library. Library Associate Catherine Kuntz says some of the national drive to share seeds has been done through catalogs and by mail, but when there's a public venue, people are able to bring in seeds and carry some away.
We had a patron bring in Love in a Puff, so it's a little climbing vine type plant that's very delicate, and then the seed is within the little puff, and it has a little heart on it. And so it's very much a Love in a Puff. And then we had people bring in parsnip seeds. We had people bring in kohlrabi and kale and tons of different seeds from their gardens, like marigolds and all that.
Kuntz said swapping seeds makes economic sense, not only because buying seeds can be expensive, but also because households can become more self-sustaining.
You can also plant your carrots and parsnips and peppers and tomatoes without having to rely on our grocery stores. And so you could potentially sell them at the local farmer's market.
Kuntz says a seed swap is social. It creates a community venue where gardeners can come together to talk gardening. And those of us who grow food and flowers know how rewarding it is to hear tips and advice from those with more experience. Michelle Grosick of Bear Butte Gardens is one of those experienced gardeners with a wealth of information.
We grow organic vegetables, then we grow mostly heirlooms so we can save the seed from those and get the same thing the next year. And so it's just a fun cycle, I think, to grow something and then be able to keep a little piece of that and give it away to someone else to grow it in their own backyard.
Grosick says all flowers, fruits, and vegetables can be heirloom. She explains that heirloom means the same thing as open pollination. When you save the seed and plant it next year, you'll get the same result. Hybrid seeds come from two plants that have been crossed by humans for a specific purpose, like color or size. If you save those seeds, she says, you might not get the same qualities next year. Grosick says hybrid does not mean genetically modified, and sometimes hybrid seeds are preferred.
A lot of organic seed is open pollinated. That's kind of a favorite, but there's also hybrids in there. There are certain vegetables that are hard to find heirloom varieties, and like the brassica family is one of those. So Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, I frequently go to a hybrid on those just because it's hard to find a good heirloom.
Library staff hope to make this seed exchange an annual event and to have more gardening programs during the planting and growing season. People in the Black Hills can also find gardening advice at the Black Hills Farmers Market and through Pennington County Master Gardeners. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.